This is TWiT.
Google agreed to block access to an email message at the request of Goldman Sachs, according to an exclusive by Reuters. A contractor working for Goldman Sachs accidentally sent the Gmail message to a stranger on June 23rd. The message contained highly confidential brokerage account information. Goldman Sachs spokeswoman Andrea Raphael said that the email account in question had not been accessed between the time the email was sent and when Google blocked it. Goldman Sachs is also seeking a court order to have Google delete the email, something the company has not yet done. A Google spokeswoman declined to comment. Do you have an Android phone? Well, if you do, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has issued you a warning that there is a high risk your device has been broadcasting your location history to anyone within Wi-Fi range. The EFF says Wi-Fi devices that are not actively connected to a network can send out messages that contain the names of the networks that they've joined in the past in an effort to speed up the connection process. A feature in Android called Preferred Network Offload allows devices to establish and maintain Wi-Fi connections in low power mode. It's this feature that can broadcast the names of Wi-Fi networks that you've connected to when the screen is off. Google has told the EFF that they are investigating and may implement changes in a future software update. If you've searched for Tor software or the operating system Tails in an effort to stay hidden online, then the NSA could be tracking you. This is according to the German public broadcaster ARD. Tor is used to route your IP address through several encrypted nodes so that the user's activity is disguised. Tor is a popular tool used by online activists as well as hackers and those who believe their activity online is their business and their business alone. In a statement, an NSA spokeswoman said the agency collects only what it is authorized by law to collect for valid foreign intelligence purposes, regardless of the technical means used by foreign intelligence targets. After a series of protests from taxi drivers throughout Europe, Uber has a small victory. For now. Today, Transport for London decided to allow Uber to continue operating. The battle is centered around the technology. Under law, only the city's black taxis can use meters to charge customers. The drivers argue that the Uber app is, in fact, a meter. In a statement for Transport for London, said that phones are not taxi meters within the meaning of the legislation, but Uber is not yet in the clear. A court will soon rule on whether Uber's technology is considered a meter. And that case is not expected to be heard until the fall. So for now, Uber can operate in London. Meanwhile, stateside in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, both Uber and Lyft were issued cease and desist orders and must immediately stop operations. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission says it understands the apps are popular and that many people rely on them. But the commission's three biggest concerns are driver background checks, proper insurance, and proper inspections of Uber and Lyft cars and drivers. The two companies have 7 days to respond to the PUC on the decision. The organization will then make a final decision 30 days from today based on the full body of evidence.